الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد عنوان الرجيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما بلغ معه سعي قال: يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال: يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved elders and dear brothers, when the moon is sighted for the day of Eid and the month of Shawwal, then is a demand of Iman, a demand of Iman that the heart goes to Baytullah. The heart of a believer goes to Makkah Mukarramah. Musimul Hajj, the season of Hajj has begun. And a mu'min's life revolves around the Islamic calendar. His daily life revolves around the masjid. Whether in the business also, his eyes upon his watch, what time is Zuhur, what time Asr, what time Maghrib. The hands are busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah. This is the life of a believer. He has to work. Allah has made a system that he has to toil. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that the system of Allah, the default system of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala made insan to live in chaos, in strife, in difficulty. Set a life of pleasure. The ulama explain also, when it comes to a person fulfilling his desires, he might fulfill some amount to some extent his desire, but he will never be satiated, never be enough, that Allah has kept for akhirat only. Be it sin also, but how much sin he gets into, then too he'll never get the ultimate high, or the ultimate height of any type of pleasure. Allah has kept in Jannat only. It'll only make him, make his heart more poisonous, and he want more of dunya. But never, there'll be no satiation. So Allah Ta'ala has made dunya like this. Insan has to work, but the heart connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Every now and then, in the workplace also, the life of a believer, before he does anything, is Bismillah. That is how he's connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is Bismillah. Entering the business also, Bismillah. Leaving also, Bismillah. Sitting in the car, Bismillah. Such a unique wazifa Allah Pak has given us. The entire world is spinning and rotating by the barakat of the name of Allah. So the barakat of Bismillah. When Bismillah, the name of Allah, Allah's name will come into his heart, then the dunya will work for him also. Because now he's working in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we see the translation of Bismillah, in the name of Allah. What about the name of Allah? The way this phrase is given to us and taught to us, that before Bismillah you can put anything there. In the name of Allah. If you're reading Quran Sharif, أقرأ Bismillah. I'm reading. Entering the masjid or going to the toilet also. The complete wazifa and dua for entering toilet is Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udh bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Adkhulu Bismillah, I'm entering with the name of Allah. Allah, you protect me from the evil jinnat. So anything a person is doing, Bismillah, I'm opening the shop, aftahu Bismillah. I'm opening the shop with the name of Allah. Barakat is in the name of Allah. Wa tabarak asmuka wa ta'ala jadduka. When you read the watana in salah also, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah would say, just ponder about this one phrase of thana. Wa tabarak asmuk. Oh Allah, your name is full of barakat. That person who just ponder over this, if he remembers in his salah, wa tabarak barakat, ismuka your name, ya Allah, your name is full of barakat. Allah will give the person's life full of barakat also. Just to connect to Allah, there's full barakat in it. So the hands are busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the heart will become like this, busy with Allah, busy in the workplace, and every now and then, something good happened. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, durud sharif. And anything which is not so pleasing to him happens. Inna lillah, astaghfirullah, it's my fault. To connect to Allah. And the promise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that person whose heart is connected to the masjid, is in the workplace right now earning a livelihood to be comfortable in this dunya. So Allah will give him comfort of dunya also. And with that bismillah and durud sharif and istighfar and inna lillah and his watch and his heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions that that person whose heart is connected to the masjid will enjoy the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. So he's making his dunya under the arsh of Allah. In his dunya, he's getting his akhirat also. The hands are busy there, but the heart is busy with Allah. So in this way, we are taught how to connect to the deen of Allah, connect to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connected to Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif. All the barakat is coming, the rahmat of Allah is coming. So his heart is connected here, and now in the months of Hajj, his heart is connected to Baytullah. And all the masajid are the banat and the daughters of Baytullah. Now his heart is going there. And how beautifully ulama say that every heart has a camera also. Sharia compliant camera. Doesn't have to take out the cell phone. And during the months of Hajj, let that journey out to Medina Munawwara. Let it go to Makkah Mukarrama. Like our principal will tell us in Darulum, see, I travel the world, been to Spain and certain falls and different types of parks and gardens. But when you touch down in Medina Munawwara and you see the first palm tree of that city, is more beautiful than everything in the world. Now I've reached Medina Munawwara, the city of my beloved. The heart is there. Let the camera of the heart journey and stop the camera there. Sometimes in Medina Munawwara, sometimes in the Roda, sometimes in the Green Dome, sometimes in the Mataf, sometimes in the Hatim, looking at Baytullah. The demand of Iman, the month of Hajj has begun already. Even if I'm not going, but the heart can go for Hajj. Where the Hajj is going today, 8th Zulhijjah, the 9th of Zulhijjah, where they will be proceeding. This is the life of a believer. In this dunya, he's also making his akhirat. He's making his dunya and he's making his akhirat also. Their hands are busy in dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah. We all don't have that amount of imani strength to be taking the name of Allah all the time. But now and then we can take a break from dunya and think of Allah. Whether Makkah Sharif, whether Medina Sharif, and more than ever before, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Allah, the haram was closed, now it's open. Allah gives me the opportunity, I'll go there also. Tie haram. And how we make dua for the day to come. Allah will open the doors of the haram for the entire ummah. And every day we'll hear labbaik from Masjid al-Aqsa, ihram being tied, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Ummat proceeding from Masjid al-Aqsa to Baytullah. The day will come inshallah, but I have to make that dua also. The camera of the heart is to go there also. That day will come also. And my dua will be a support also. Day of Qiyamah will be asked, what did you do for them? Ya Allah, I made dua at least. At least I made dua for them. Nowadays, it shouldn't be that it just becomes a news article. Because the news article, we're reading all the news, we're seeing it online, and how many passed away, how many made martyrs. But it doesn't come on the tongue, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But we'll say 10 martyrs, 15, 20, 100. Sometimes we hear on the radio also, so-and-so passed away. But we forget to say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Becomes just a news article. Somebody is dead, becomes some news. That also connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, he belonged to this dunya. Now he went back to you. So the months of Hajj have begun. And together with that, the month of Qurbani. For us that are not going for Hajj, may Allah take us over and over again. But the months of Qurbani also. So one is the heart to go to Baytullah, then to Medina Munawwara, and then to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, where everything came from. The highlight of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the common word used is qurbani, sacrifice. And what qurbani was sacrifice? The life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there's plenty of lessons. And the lessons were you and myself. That we all have the common concerns. Wealth, health, family, children, what will happen in the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala taught all these lessons. He also had that concern, no children. Now he makes dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah bless you with the child. Over 80 years old. Finally Allah Ta'ala blesses him with a child. Palestine, living with his wife, Sarah radiallahu anha, one child Ishaq. Then the younger wife Hajar radiallahu anha, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Finally Allah ta'ala blessed him. At old age, he still has their health. Allah ta'ala blessed him with their health also. Now the wealth of children, Allah ta'ala blessed him. But go and leave them now in such a valley where there is no water, no cultivation. Black mountains. No one staying there whatsoever. Here we know to greener pastures, greener land, where things are better. Here was converse. Oh Ibrahim, leave them in a place where there is nothing. And Palestine in Sham, in Syria, there everything is fertile. But this one who you love so much, now leave, make the sacrifice. And ulama say that that time Makkah Mukarramah, there was no Baytullah. They say even the valleys of Makkah was scared of Makkah Sharif itself too. It was so isolated, so dark, nothing whatsoever. Go and leave her there. Then he leaves her there. Now the fear, what about her health? What about her food? And my child also, suckling child, what will happen to them? Allah showed this ummah. Allah revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ثُمَّ أُحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ نِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Then we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you should follow the religion and the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. You must follow him in sacrifice and qurbani. And we are commanded, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, that you follow me. That is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Go and leave them. These are lessons for the ummah till qiyamah. The foundation is being laid for this ummah to come into existence. Laid upon qurbani and love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ibrahim submits. Aslim, he said, Wallahi, he submit to the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He leaves his young wife and his little baby. And the command is no talking. Just leave them. There's no speech, no talking, no conversation. The command of Allah. Accept it as is, submit completely. Complete sacrifice, qurbani submission. He leaves them. A little bit of water, a little bit of food. And he turns around. And the young wife runs behind him. Oh Ibrahim, what is this? And she pleads to him, but no reply. Finally Allah ta'ala puts in her heart. Is this the command of Allah? Has Allah commanded you? He nods his head. But that is the case and Allah will preserve us. She said the right thing at the right time. Allah wants to hear us saying the right thing at the right time. To give the correct da'wats. And for us to understand, to get from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is very easy. How the young child just butters up his father to get something. He says a few words and he gets his job done, his work done. By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is even easier. You understand? What Allah loves the most, Allah loves to be praised. Allah loves to be praised. Therefore in every rakat of salah, Allah has made it wajib that you start every rakat of salah with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to my Rabb. Make your life of praise, Allah will give everything. She said the right thing at the right time, Allah will not destroy us, Allah will preserve us. Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves. But he is a human after all. He has a heart within him. My young wife, child, doesn't know what is the plan of Allah right now. But he raises his hands and he makes dua. He makes dua further on in his life. وَرَزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَارَاتِ. Allah give them the breast of fruits. Doesn't make sense right now. Ibrahim, the barren land. Where the fruits will come from? May Allah will do it. May Allah will do it. He had good thoughts of Allah. To think good of Allah is also ibadat. To have good thoughts of Allah is very important. Sometime in our speech also, we say such things as if now that Allah will let me down. But the reality is 99% or 99.5% or more what I'm enjoying in my life right now, I haven't even asked Allah Ta'ala for it. Allah has given it. The 0.5% I'm unhappy and crying for. But 99% I'm not making sugar for it. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam leaves them. And he makes a dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He's far away. In Sham. But when he returns after many years, during the time of Ismail alayhi salam growing up in Makkah Mukarrama, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was allowed now and then to go and visit, but no talking, no meeting. Sometimes by the Buraq, he would come, sit on the Quran, and see Ismail playing, but no interaction, go back again. How painful. Finally, when he's permitted to come, and Ismail is of age now, then Ibrahim sees the dream, alayhi salatu wasalam, slaughtering his son over 3 days. Then he asks his son, not for mashwara, but to test him. But the reality is absent father syndrome, as we call it now. The father wasn't at home. Where was the father? Striving in the path of Allah. He was on sacrifice. Father was fulfilling the command of Allah, and the mother was fulfilling the command of Allah. When the mother and father will be upon the deen of Allah, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they both upon the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will take care of the needs of the family. There was sacrifice. After years he's returning. And now he asks his son, I saw this, what do you have to say? And the golden reply of the young boy, 11 to 13 years old. Oh my father, satajidun, you will find me amongst those that are patient. Fulfill the command of Allah. So here ulama say, what was within this young boy's heart? Was it the blood of the friend of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Khalilur Rahman, Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam? Was it the tarbiyat, nurturing of his mother? What was this? So there's a saying in Arabic, al-waladu sirrun li abi, that the child is a secret to the heart of the father. What was within his heart? And to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there are no barriers. He was far away in Sham, Palestine. But what was in his heart, Allah put in the heart of his child. He was a friend of Allah, he made sacrifice to the deen of Allah. Now when he asks his son, this is the reply he gives, do as you've been commanded. From here we understand, my dear brothers, that the entire deen of Islam, on that qurbani, then he takes him to sacrifice, and we know the incident. And before that, Hajar radiallahu anha, Safa Marwa. That ulama says she left her little baby. To her, he was in the throes of death. So she could not see and bear to see him dying. So she went to Mount Safa. So she climbed up to see whether he was still alive. When she came down, she could not see him, so she ran for her life. She went up to Marwa to see whether he's still alive. We can imagine now what was going through the heart of this mother. 7 times, and finally she sees on the 7th, when she comes to Marwa, she finds like a silhouette, a person, a shadow of a person over Ismail. So she runs forward. Somebody has come to help. As she goes, she sees no one. Or she sees water gushing for Zamzam. The qurbani of this family of 3, Allah gave this ummat Zamzam. Allah gave us Baytullah and Hajj. Allah gave us Jamarat stone on the day of Mina. And all these beautiful amal, Allah Ta'ala give us the qurbani of this family of 3. And what's the highlight is qurbani and sacrifice. If for deen to remain in my family, I have to sacrifice. We know for dunya, we see also our forefathers came and they worked hard. Today we are enjoying. Then we will see also, I have to approaches, we worked hard for it. If only I could say that our deen to approaches, our deen, we worked hard for our deen. But very hard to see. It's time for us to make the qurbani and sacrifice also. Where I can also take part in some effort of deen. Otherwise we are finding where the jamaats are moving in the path of Allah and they're making mulaqat. Just yesterday we had a jamaat from Chicago in our masjid in Durban, Masjid al-Hilal. Brother staying in the States, from Pakistan original. And he says in the varsity we would hear certain persons' papers came to go to the US. And amongst us we will say he made it. What do you say? He made it. Finally he's going. He said, I also made it. And I went to the US. And then he said, doing gush in the US in Chicago. I met a youngster, tap the door, he comes out. Make salam with him, no reply. What's your name? He gives a Muslim name. I'm not a Muslim. So what do you mean? He said, I'm not a Muslim. Then his father comes out. They tell the Jamaat, you can blame him. So they ask him, what's this about? Father says, my fault. I thought he was a greener pastures. We come over to this country, 2 jobs, no time for the children. All the children lost their iman and their deen. So it was back home, he made it. He said, when I went back home, at Tashkil, making gush in my locality in Sargoda, the local rehber and guy taking me around, I asked him, what do you do? He said, I I drive a donkey cart. He said, I thought he was joking with me. Every home he went to, the respect he enjoyed. The next day he sees a brother driving or riding the donkey cart. Then he asks him, how come people respect you so much, although you don't have the means? He said, because of the effort of deen. I got involved in the effort of deen, Allah gave you respect. He said, then I understood this man is successful. Although he rides a donkey cart, he's successful. And that boy got his papers and his card, but unsuccessful. Then the reality dawned upon me that there has to be some sacrifice. So the generations will come. Right now, the jamaats that are moving in every family, almost there's someone there that has lost the iman. They left the deen of Islam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, what was in his heart, Allah put in his child. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to understand. These are the months of Hajj for us to link to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to make an effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also a reminder, my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, our jamaat is here also from Durban to make fikr and concern for the ishtima that will take place in Lodium, inshallah, on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of May. From Jumu'ah Salah it will start till Sunday Zuhur, inshallah, where the ishtima will take place. And this ishtima is to create an environment of deen. How many youngsters came to the ishtima, their lives changed. So we have to give Allah Ta'ala an opportunity also, where we go to these gatherings, Allah Ta'ala can give us, we give Allah Ta'ala a chance to guide us. Allah wants to give us the hidayat. This is the avenue for us to present ourselves to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So for us to attend the ishtima, remind our family members also, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of May, ishtima will take place in Lodium, inshallah. Brothers are requested to make intention to go out in the path of Allah and give others dawat also, inshallah.